Yeah, no, I thought we took the play to them today. I thought we had a little bit of a, not the best start. I think we gave them a few chances, and they ended up capitalizing on them. But the second and third period and into overtime, I think we, took the majority of the play, and, we were fortunate to get 2 points tonight, which we needed.
Obviously, talk me through that first period. You mentioned not the start you wanted. You go 1-0 up. They get it back to 1-1, then it goes 2-1, back to 2-2, and it was almost inevitable that Steven Goetze would have some part to play tonight.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He comes to the net, and, on the first one, it was just kind of trickling through. We just tried to keep it out and end up on his stick, and then the second one, I don't know who it was, they made a nice play to him backdoor, and, he finished. So we didn't give him much, but, we gave him a couple of chances there, and, especially with a guy like that, he knows the spots to go and to score goals, and he made us pay there. But we managed to settle down from there, and I thought second and third we really didn't give him much. So,
3 games in 3 days. How do you rate the weekend as a whole?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah, obviously you want to win them all, but I think going up there in Brayhead, it's a really good team there, and to split up there, I think you got to be happy with that. We had a chance to win on Saturday, but the bounces kind of went their way in the third period, and we are on the short end of the stick on that one. But yeah, I think if you said before the weekend if you'd split up there and get the 2 points at home on Sunday, I think you'd be pretty happy about that.
How do you feel like you're playing at the moment? You got your first shutout of the season up there in Brayhead as well.
Yeah, I felt great in both those games. I was, just seeing the puck well, moving great. And Friday, it was one of those days where, you just felt like you could stop anything. And fortunately, I did, and got a big 2 points. And then Saturday, I felt a lot the same there for the most, first and second period. I thought I was going to have another one there, but we gave them a lot of chances on the power play, and when you do that, they got a lot of good players up front, and they made us pay in the third period, especially with a few power play goals. So it was tough losing that one, especially when you go into the third with a lead. But again, they're a good team, and at home they play pretty well. So
you missed Dustin Cohn over these last 3 days. He's out with a knee injury. How big a loss is he for the defensive unit as a whole?
Yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, fortunately, we got pretty strong D-core from top to bottom, so other guys stepped up and play a lot of minutes this weekend. But obviously, you can't fill his shoes, what he does out there on both ends of the ice. So we're hoping that he's not out for too much longer, because we're that much stronger with him in the lineup.
How do you rate your own form at this moment in time?
Yeah, good. I feel good. You just try and come to the rink every day and try and give the guys a chance to win. And for the most part, it's been going pretty well. This weekend, I felt really good on Friday and Saturday. Tonight, I wasn't tested as much as the last couple of games. But yeah, I think that's big for us. Coming off a loss, you never want to lose 2 games in a row. So hopefully we can string together a few more wins here together and take it from there. We got a long way to go here, but we're sitting in first spot right now, so got to be happy about that.
That must feel good as well. After you've had so many games in hand, now you finally managed to kind of capitalize and work your way up the table.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we knew that all along. We had those games in hand, but they don't mean anything unless you make the most of it, right? So yeah, I don't know if we still have games in hand, but like I said, being in first place at the moment feels good, and you just got to hopefully we just keep playing the same way, because we're doing a lot of good things out there.
Especially after last year when Belfast built up ahead of steam and got some momentum and got quite far out in front. It seems a lot tighter this year.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was, they just had a phenomenal year last year to only lose 5 games. I've said it before, but a lot of things have to go right for you to have a season like that. So this year, yeah, like you said, it's a lot tighter. There's a lot of teams sandwiched near the top there. So yeah, it's going to be a battle. It's exciting, and it's going to be a battle every night, it seems like. So it'll be fun going down the stretch here.
Feels a bit ridiculous to be talking about it now in November, but do you feel like you can kind of build towards silverware this end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk about it. I mean, every game is means so much. Me personally, just being here last year, these 2 points tonight are huge. 3-on-3, and it could have been easy for the guys to just say, I'm feeling tired tonight, but they didn't. They came out and they played really hard, and those are a big 2 points moving forward. Come February, you could look back to this weekend and and you know, say thank God we came out strong on Sunday and got these 2 points. So hopefully that's the case, and you know, we just keep going here. It's going to be tough. A lot of good teams. We got a lot of tough games coming up. So hopefully we stay healthy coming down the stretch here and just keep playing the way we're playing.
Commentary again on Saturday down in their building. What do you have to do to win down there in Coventry? You played there a couple of times already last season and a few of this as well.
Yeah, they're always a much better team in their own rink, so I think it's going to be a little bit different game than it was tonight. So we just got to know that going in there. That's probably not going to be as not that it was easy tonight, but they're going to play a lot stronger on Saturday. So hopefully I get some rest here from the weekend and hopefully get another body in the lineup for next weekend and, you know, just go there and play our game.
Would it make it a bit easier if you had, say, Danny Bois come back to the ice, or do you think there'll be movement in to get someone in?
Yeah, I don't know. Not too sure how he's feeling. Obviously, it's, you know, it's kind of scary when you see a guy, you know, like that the other day. So hopefully, I mean, he seems okay, so hopefully he's all right to play, because I think he's going to be an important part of our lineup moving forward here. He's a great player. He's played in a lot of great leagues, so it'll be great when he gets back in the lineup.
What was he like in the locker room after the game?
Yeah, he seemed fine. So just you know, first impression, just a really good guy, and like I said, I think he's going to be a great addition and to our team, and he's going to add a lot to our lineup, give us a lot more depth. So it's going to be big moving forward here.
A bit more physicality as well.
Yeah, exactly. I know G was looking for that, and I know everybody in the room, we feel really fortunate to get a guy of his caliber in our lineup at this point. So, yeah, I think everyone's just looking forward to having him back in the lineup and helping us out on the ice.